The global scientific community is trying to use our new technology in genomics to understand human health and also human history. These efforts have, for the most part, really not been applied in any kind of systematic manner on the continent of Africa. So there has been inequity in the application of genomics to understand health in developing countries, especially on the continent of Africa. And Africa, I think, has one, if not the most pressing need to understand health, given that African populations suffer disproportionately from these infectious and non-infectious diseases. In Africa and some other developing countries, we now have a situation where they are dealing with both communicable and non-communicable diseases at the same time. So a very strong case can be made that we need to bring all the tools that we have to help solve some of these problems and understand how local conditions impact on the genetics of individuals to put them at high risk for these various diseases.
Doctor, what do you expect to find in Africa that you wouldn't find elsewhere in a similar project?
One of the very important scientific thing that is going to come out of this project is that we now know that Africa is the home of all humans before migrating to different parts of the world. So humans have lived the longest on the African continent. As a result of that, African people carry more genetic diversity. And that has very serious implications for using genetics to understand diseases. Given the African genetic structure, we will be able to pinpoint more efficiently what the actual cause of variants are, or the things in our genome that is actually tracking these various diseases, because the architecture of the genome of the African is more fragmented, and it will lend itself to better localization or what we call fine mapping.
So finding something in Africa or in the African population could help someone suffering from a disease elsewhere in the world?
Absolutely. Again, we all share a common history. We share most of our genetic background. We have there's some good demonstration of these examples already in things like diabetes, where our West African cohort of type 2 diabetes was able to inform findings that came from Finland, for example, to better localize the signal that was tracking type 2 diabetes in the genome of Icelandic population. But perhaps also equally important is that we are going to solve problems of African people. And one of the things that we're really interested in is how genes interact with the environment. And you cannot do that outside of Africa because you want to consider local environment. Things like diet, you know, cultural practices. How do those things interact with genes that are new and also old genes to put people at risk?
So does this mean better medicines? What can come of this?
In the end, all of this will have to impact health. We are hoping that we will help us understand why people get certain diseases, and it will lead, you know, to a better understanding of how to prevent some of these conditions. And in the long run, it will lead to an understanding of better treatment strategy and even the development of new drugs that will benefit African people directly and other human populations.